You walk in, Tyler, and your locker is next to Julia's peppers. How does that make you feel?
I mean, I don't know if I should be intimidated or what, but, you know, I've heard that he's a great teammate, so I'm definitely excited to be next to him and to just be able to observe and see how he does things and try and learn.
Does that now make you feel I'm an NFL player, I'm with these guys, and much will be expected of me too?
Yeah, I mean, it was an awesome feeling to walk in and see my name up there, you know. And it's great to be a Packer, but it definitely does come with some responsibility. And so, you know, I'm ready to give it my all, to give everything that I have and to contribute all that I can.
Is that your wow moment? Your locker and seeing it next to Peppers, or was there something else where you...
Driving up and seeing the field was, I mean, it was awesome. And I mean, every time we drive by, it still is like, it's amazing. But yeah, being in here and seeing, you know, a locker with my name on it was pretty amazing.
You mentioned it comes with a responsibility. How quickly do you transition from wow to this is work for me, this is my profession?
I mean, it's immediate, yeah. You know, we had the practice today and it was fun. You know, I loved being out there, but it definitely, you know, it is my job. It's something, you know, you have to take the time and take care of your body. And again, that's something that I want to learn from a lot of the guys that have been in the league for a long time, is just how they do things and how they've been able to, you know, make such a long career out of it.
When you came back last year and played in the ACL, did you feel like yourself yet? There's been a lot of talk about 1 year removed and 2 years removed. 2 years removed. Did you feel like yourself, or do you feel like you haven't gotten all the way back yet?
No. I mean, I think I was all the way back, but... You know, every year I'm just trying to improve, and so I feel better now than I did at the beginning of last year or last summer. And, you know, hopefully next year I'll continue to just get better and learn how to take care of my body.
What was it like just being on the field, maybe just compare it to Utah State, speed, size, what did it feel like?
It was, I mean, our coaches have done a great job of teaching us, and they haven't installed too much, so it wasn't going too fast for me, you know, but it definitely... I have a lot of respect for all the guys that are out here, and like, you know, Coach McCarthy was saying last night, you know, they're good. Everybody on the field is good, and that's how it is in the NFL. You know, they're good to great, and so I think definitely the speed and just the size of the guys is going to be an adjustment a little bit.
What did you know about the Green Bay Packers before you were drafted, and maybe what did you learn yesterday as part of the history teaching and the orientation and all that stuff?
I think I knew a lot. You know, obviously this is one of the most storied, historic organizations, and but it definitely, they had like a little video for us, and it just kind of makes you appreciate even more being here and being in this situation.
Tyler, it's a rookie orientation camp, but your height did stand out just kind of with the other players down there. How much of an asset is that? What does that help you do on the field?
I think, you know, along with that, the long arms I think are definitely an asset in pass rushing. You know, I guess in like special teams and stuff, just being able to get that extension, it helps as well. But I don't know. I mean, there are a lot of great players that are shorter than me. There are a lot of great players that are taller than me. So I don't know that it says one way or another if you're going to be good.
Tyler, what's going to enable you to contribute right away in any facet? What's your strength that's going to allow you to get out there right away?
I think just the mindset that I have, you know, I'm a guy that just goes to work, and, you know, I feel like I'm fairly intelligent, and so being able to pick up the defense, play special teams, do all those things, you know, if I work hard and get all those things down, I hope to be able to contribute.
You're a husband, you're a father. What is that maturity? How does that help you transition now into professional life?
Number one, that they're my motivation, you know, for everything that I do. They're my motivation, I'm sure, you know, in training camp when I don't feel good, when I don't feel like getting up and going and working hard. You know, it's going to be them in the back of my mind that's going to get me to go to work every day.
You're going to be in a room with Clay Matthews and Julius Peppers. What's your first, are you going to be a little awe of them? Are you going to be a little awe of them? And what's your first question to those guys going to be?
Yeah, I mean, no doubt. You have, I mean, I have a huge amount of respect and just for what they do as players, you know, and how much sustained success they've been able to have. And so I think that's the main thing that I want to learn from them is, you know, what they do day to day that makes them so great and that has allowed them to be so great for so long.
Have you studied other pass rushers, and who did you like to study, if so?
Some. I mean, that's always what I would watch when I watched an NFL game was, you know, the edge rushers. And so I've had interviews, and they've asked a similar question. And a lot of the times it's been Clay Matthews that I've talked about. And, you know, just the effort that he plays with. You know, obviously he's very talented and gifted as well, but something that stands out, I think, with him is just the effort. And then, I mean, Julius Peppers, I don't know that I could exactly, you know, his game could translate to mine just because he is such a beast. But, you know, there are guys around the league there's a lot of great pass rushers. And so I think being able to actually talk to some of them, to some of the great pass rushers here, is going to be just an added benefit.
Do you think teams passed on you in the draft because of your age, because you're not 20, 21?
I mean, I have no idea. I know it wasn't – I didn't think, at least I didn't hear that it being much of a point like earlier on, but as it got closer to the draft, it seemed that was the knock on me a lot. But, I mean, whatever, you know, God put me here, and I'm extremely happy to be a Green Bay Packer.
So did you get a lot of questions about your knee from teams? Was there any good?
Yeah, I mean, it was just, how does it feel? I said it feels 100%. You know, they had the doctors at the combine pulling on it and everything, and it was great. So,
Kyler, will you be able to be part of OTAs and minicamp, or do you have any school commitments that will preclude you from being here?
No, I'm graduated, so.
Was it a mission trip for you that pushed your age back?
I took a year off after high school and just worked. Okay. And then I was at Utah State for like 5 years. So.
Where did you work?
I painted. Just in Arizona.
Why'd you do that?
I was actually like kind of in between deciding if I should go on a mission or not. And then I ended up not going. So.
So did you have the offer from Utah State and other schools right out of high school? And you
just Utah State.
And they were okay with waiting, obviously. What was that process like when you decided, hey, I'm going to come after all?
Yeah, they were surprised. The Coach Bush, the guy that recruited me, he thought that I was on my mission, actually. And so
your mission was
so I gave him a call.
Right?
Yeah, there you go. So, I mean, I gave him a call, said I wanted to come up, and they were able to. Luckily, over the summer, I wasn't on scholarship technically, but then one freed up in the fall, so I got it then.
Do